So good morning then, and welcome back to Thought for the Day. Today we're going to be looking again at Ephesians chapter 2, and we're going to be looking particularly at verses 6 through to 10. But before we do that, we're going to begin with a time of prayer. So let's pray. Glorious Father, as we come to you this morning, we pray that you would open your word to us. We pray, Lord, that we might understand more of what we read there. We ask that it would have impact in our lives. Lord, we don't just go through this process of reading your word for the sake of it. We want, Lord, that you would speak to us. We want, Lord, that you would motivate us and move us to live for the Lord Jesus in these days. And we ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. So then let me read to you those verses from Ephesians chapter 2, and we're reading from verse 6 through to verse 10. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So then Dave yesterday was reminding us of the mercy of God. All of us were at one time opposed to God and were all living for ourselves in ways that deserve God's wrath. But because of Jesus, mercy has been shown to us. Now that mercy had followed hard on the heels, or is followed hard on the heels, by God's grace. Because of Jesus, we have been brought to life and have been saved. Now these verses that we have read this morning continue to add to that understanding of God's grace in Jesus. And it tells us, these next verses tell us four things about that grace and about us. The first is our spiritual position. That comes in verse 6. Now we are seated in the place of victory in heaven. Because Jesus was raised, all who have put their faith in him were raised too. Spiritually speaking, we are as certain to be in heaven as with God as Jesus Christ is. Now, wherever Jesus is, his saints are with him too. His victory is our victory, and we did nothing to earn it. It's really that true rags to riches kind of story, isn't it? Once poor and desolate, now the son of the king, set to inherit everything. So that's our spiritual position. We are victorious and sat next to the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. So spiritually speaking, that's where we sit at this moment in time. And then we have our eternal role that comes out in verse 7. Now we have a God-given role that will last all eternity. That is to be a trophy of God's grace. Now we who deserve nothing will enjoy all the favours and blessings of God, so that we might declare to whomever may look just how amazing God is. That's what our role is. That's our eternal role, to, as it were, make God look good in that sense. Now, you see, in every one of God's people, there will be displayed the kindness of God. Now, we love hearing other people's stories, don't we? We love discovering the things about them that we can identify with. We love hearing about their differences, what makes them different from us. But we get excited about the near misses and the dramatic rescues that they have gone through. Yet nothing quite thrills the soul like hearing how God steps into a life and shows a person Jesus Christ. Nothing quite excites us like seeing life changing transformation. And whenever we hear people's testimonies in that way, that's what we're looking for. That's what we get excited about. And so that is our, as it were, our eternal role. We are to be those that display the grace of Christ, to display his kindness in this world. The next thing we discover in the passage in verses 8 and 9 is our own helplessness. When it comes to salvation, there is literally nothing that we can bring to the table. We cannot earn it. We cannot buy it. We did not bring it about in any way, not through our schemes or our trying to bring it about, and nor could we add to it. Basically, this work of salvation has been done. Our salvation comes to us at the hand of Jesus, and the faith that we with which we receive that salvation comes from God also. We have nothing to boast about at all. Without God, the Father giving of his Son, without Jesus Christ and his Son dying, and the Holy Spirit applying both his death and his resurrection to our lives, we would be thoroughly lost, and there would be nothing that we could do about it. You see, we are thoroughly helpless when it comes to salvation. That's why we need the Lord Jesus Christ. The last thing we see in these few verses is our privilege. That comes out in verse 10. This last verse of our section simply gives us that glorious purpose in the life that we now have in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure that we have all witnessed people who have had no aim or focus in their lives, and we've seen the way that they have drifted and have been purposeless for many a year. They seem to be in a haze in their life, and we don't need to be like that as Christians. At some point, those folk that go through life in that way, they wake up, don't they? And they wake up to the realization that they've wasted the best years of their life on pointless nonsense. Well, Jesus does not save us for a life of pointless nonsense. In fact, we are his new creations. We are his masterpieces, as you read in various versions. We are his workmanship to do good works. What are those good works? Well, there has been dispute as to whether that is specific good works that God has set apart for us, or actually just good works in general. He saved us all to do good things. In reality, it's probably both. There will be some things in our lives that others do not get to do. We have been put there for such a time as this. If we think about Esther and how she was raised up to save God's people, there'll be some of that, but actually, in reality, there'll be lots of opportunities simply to do good things, and to do good things in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's what matters. What matters is the way that we do those good works, and that we do them for the Lord Jesus Christ. We do them for that express purpose of making much of Jesus. It's our privilege to point people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Our privilege is to be Christ-like in all that we do and say, so that everyone knows that in Jesus are found all the riches of God's grace. That's what we want to do, isn't it? To tell neighbours, friends and family about the riches of God's grace as it's been declared to us, so that they can see the amazing kindness of God in rescuing us, and so that they too might come to know him and discover that kindness as well. Well, we pray that that will be the case. So let's close our time together in prayer. Loving Father, as we've looked at your word again today, we pray that you would help us to be those shining lights, Lord, that you've called us to be, that we might be those that direct others to the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that you have saved us. We thank you that there was nothing that we could do to bring about that salvation, but it is entirely a gift from you. We thank you for the faith to receive that gift. And we pray that as we go through this day, that we might live in the light of that great and amazing grace, that almost incalculable grace that comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask, Lord, that you would help us now, for Jesus' sake. Amen.